Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Andrew Heron. Of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. How are you doing today?
I am doing pretty good. It's a late record for me and Vinny this week, so it is coming out a day later than it usually does, but, you know, we're still making sure to get it out for you guys, and, yeah, we had some pretty crazy games this week. We had a tie.
Yeah, which, first one of the year.
Yeah, first one in a couple of those, at least. I think it was the first one in, like, a couple years, actually.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if I can think, if I can really think about it.
Yeah, I don't think I can either, but
also, yeah. Also had the, you know, the Ireland game.
Yes,
the was a success. Mm-hmm. At least, somewhat of a success. Steelers did get the win.
They tried their hardest to choke that away at the end.
Yeah, but you know, at least the Ireland fans got a close game.
And the Ireland fans now think that Kenneth Gainwell is Barry Sanders, so...
Yeah.
That's interesting.
True. But yeah, honestly, though, we did see... I mean, we still got... There's two undefeated teams remaining, which I believe is the Eagles and the Bills.
Yes, which I think most people would have expected coming into the season.
I mean, I don't know about... I mean, Eagles, I guess, but, like, yeah, Bills is definitely expecting.
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles just won the Super Bowl, so...
Yeah, I guess that's true. But, no, I mean, I think we still... have one, is it one winless team,
I believe so, because what,
because it was the Jets and
the Titans, or, well no, the Titans and the Jets both don't have, and the Saints,
oh so there's still, oh there's still,
which I'm actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm pretty sure in let's see, do I have anything, yep, in my overreactions from week two I said Jets make the playoffs, so
I mean, to be fair, though, they're, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen them play too much, but, like, they're doing, like, they still keep games decently close, like,
yeah.
You know, it's not like they're the Saints, even though they have the same record.
Which, a couple of these are actually, like, not bad. Colts have a better record than Texans, currently. Steelers win the AFC North. It's looking like they might. Dolphins win less than 8 games. Yeah. Bills lose less than 3 games. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll definitely have to revisit those probably like halfway through the season or so. But yeah, I mean, Aiden, what do you got in the lineup for us today?
Yeah, so today, you know, we got our classic news and then everyone's favorite, of course, guess the player. Then after that, I got a little NFL 301 game that we're going to be playing. And it could either be a battle or it could just be me asking you. We can do it either way. And then after that, we got some predictions as always. And then, of course, make sure to head over to snapcountnfl.com if you want to play some NFL trivia for yourself. But let's get into some news.
All right, we are back with the news per usual. Pretty much just, injury news, at least pertaining to fantasy. And to start out, and I will say, we did have some pretty major injuries this week.
Yeah, kind of had some painful ones.
At least a couple. I mean, we've had about a couple every week at least. And this one's no different. I mean, to start off, probably the most, I'd say most memorable one would be the Tyreek Hill injury in the Dolphins game, which was,
I remember I didn't see it live.
I saw it like a couple minutes after on X.
Yeah, it was not good.
People were texting in the group chat. But yeah, his
leg was I was laying down in my bed, and I was watching the Bengals game at that point, and Vinny walks over and is like, "Do you see Tyreek's injury?" And I was like, "No," and I wish I didn't see it. It is really gruesome. I mean, his leg was completely bent to the side, and
I don't know what they were. Oh, they said he dislocated it, but like that, I don't know. That has to be like,
I guess it could make sense.
But that seems like so much worse.
Gosh, that makes me cringe.
Yeah, so he, I guess, is out for the season.
Yeah.
So that's really unfortunate. Another big out for the season is Malik Nabers with the torn ACL.
Yeah, that sucks.
So, yeah, and that's, I mean, they also, Tyron Tracy, he's out for a decent bit.
Yeah.
They've been sustaining some injuries. He was like, what was he, a second rounder?
Probably around. He was a first rounder. In my one draft, I picked him up in the first round. So, but yeah. And then Cam Scataboo, with the way he plays, he's gonna have CTE in 4 games. So.
And
they still got the win though. Nabers went down pretty early. So.
Yeah, hey, the Giants just Giants could be turning things around.
Yeah.
But also, another big injury is Lamar Jackson. Went down, I think, in the third quarter of the game with a hamstring injury. And he is doubtful for at least week 5 and then weeks to come, which...
Yeah, that's unfortunate for an already struggling team in the Ravens. So,
I mean, who is their best? Is it still, like, RG3?
No. RG3 is definitely not
He was their backup, and he was just, like, the clone of him, but just, like,
I don't actually know who's their backup, but I do know a funny thing is Shador Sanders actually got reached out by the Ravens, and they said, "We want to draft you." And he told them, "No, I want to draft somewhere where I could play," because he didn't want to be behind Lamar. And he would have been able to play, so.
And they're both, probably dumb on his part. And he could have had, like,
a ring.
I don't know if he's going to be getting one with the Browns anytime soon.
Yeah, definitely not.
Definitely one to keep an eye on for. But also, another, running back injury for the week is Trey Benson. Mm-hmm. He was out for the Cardinals, out 4 to 6 weeks with a knee injury. That's the second string. First was James Conner, now him. So they're on to DeMarcado, who I do believe I did see you pick up in pick him up after?
I literally, the second I got the notification, I ran onto the fantasy app and picked him up.
Well, your team is, you kind of are a little desperate right now.
Yeah, we need whatever we can.
So... Yeah, but that's just unfortunate for them. A lot of running back injuries this year.
Yeah.
But one, I was going to say, speaking of the 49ers, but not Christian McCaffrey.
He's somehow not injured. Somehow. Yet. Everyone on their team is injured, but.
But yeah, still, they still have their Juwan Jennings. He had like some limited snaps in the last game, but he's ruled out for this one. So I think he must have got re-injured or something. But Purdy's still out. Purcell is still out. So yeah, still, and Kittle still on IR. Mm-hmm. So they're still pretty.
And Nick Bosa is out for the season.
Out for the season as well. So yeah, they're unfortunate.
Yeah,
unfortunate for them. And then lastly, I have on here is Bucky Irving. He had a foot sprain. So he is, I don't know if he's like day to day questionable, but you know, he's been doing pretty well, so wanted to throw him in.
Yeah.
But those are all the injuries I had. I also did just want to mention, just because I was like looking at some other, well, not news related things. And it looks like that, this is kind of random, but Xavier Howard retired.
Actually,
after just four seasons.
Wow. Wait, he only played for four seasons? No, he didn't.
I think so.
Xavier Howard?
Oh, not four seasons, four games. I misread the headline.
I was about to say, he's been in the league for so long.
Yeah, he, I said, after just four games with the Colts, he's hanging up the cleats.
Wow.
Yeah, former All-Pro. He was good back in the
with the Dolphins? He was really good.
Was his Madden card or something?
I think, yeah, he had like a...
He was like a 90... Well,
he was one of those older players in the fantasy drafts that would fall to, like, a really late round, and then, like, you get him, and then you're like, oh, my cornerback core is so good.
That kind of reminds... I think he's doing it to be with his family more.
That's
so
fair.
So you gotta respect that. He's probably already, you know, pretty rich, so...
Yeah.
Don't wanna...
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
I get any more.
Yeah.
Any more
brain damage.
Any risk anything with that. But yeah, so, you know, that's pretty interesting there. And then that is all I had written down here for the injuries of the week. And I don't really think there's any other breaking things.
Yeah,
I am also seeing that Jayden Daniels is cleared.
Oh yes, I did see
that. So he
can
be returning.
Yeah. I guess the only other thing I have, and just because I'm looking at it right now, the Browns traded for Cam Robinson, an offensive tackle from the Texans. Don't know what that means, but yeah, so I think that's it, right?
Yeah, and I will just say, just looking up the, it looks like, I don't know if they've announced the starter for the Ravens, but it looks like their second string right now is Cooper Rush.
Oh, Cooper Rush.
I totally forgot about him, but could have a little bit of, didn't he have like a thing?
He was good.
Like,
he
had those couple games.
Yeah, he did good with the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, maybe they're 1-3 right now, which is still surprising.
But yeah, that's, I mean, they've had, to be fair, they've had a gauntlet. Their losses are to the Chiefs, Lions, and Bills.
I mean,
so like, yeah. I mean, sure, those are teams that you have to
beat
if you
want
to win a Super Bowl. But.
And now they actually have their easy games coming up, and now they don't have Lamar.
Yeah, so I mean, they just got whooped by the Chiefs. But we'll actually get into that now, actually. Let's head into some Guess the Player.
All right, it's time for the Guess the Player, everyone's favorite series. We got four stat lines here.
All right.
From some top performers this week, at least fantasy-wise. So, yeah, Aiden's gonna take a guess at who these players are, and then we're gonna talk about the games.
Okay.
So, debating which one to start with, but I think I'm gonna go with this one. Okay.
Okay.
So, is it this might? No, I don't know if this is the best of the week for the receiver wise, but this receiver had 8 catches for 134 and 2 touchdowns.
Ooh, I mean that's a really good week.
I don't know if it's the highest scoring or not. I think one person did get higher.
Okay. 2 touchdowns. That's a lot of yards. So let me think. I mean, I don't think it would be anyone on the Eagles. Lions, I do know Amon-Ra did pretty good. But then this might be weird. I'm gonna throw in maybe like a. Oh, but you said wide receiver. I was gonna say a sneaky Darren Waller, but I don't think so.
I did look at him, but no, I did not put him on.
Yeah, I'll just go Amon-Ra. I can't really think of anyone.
Amon-Ra is incorrect. He did do pretty well though. You're right. This player was George Pickens.
Wow. Oh yeah. I should have knew.
So he did kind of torch the Packers. So I figured you may have.
I think if you chose anyone from the Packers, I would have gotten it. But
yeah, I mean I know we usually talk, like sometimes we talk about the Packers games a lot just cuz I mean you're a fan as well. But this one I just had to throw in.
Yeah.
I mean, this game, you know, first tie of the year, 40 points apiece is, you know,
it's a scoregami
every day,
which was cool. And
what does that mean? It's
like the first ever time that was scored in an NFL game.
That seems like a base. I mean, I guess that's a lot of points.
40-40. Yeah, that's
wait 7-41-2-3.
It's.
I mean, how did they get four? How did they? Because I mean, I guess like the.
I mean, what other team?
The Cowboys got a 2-pointer from the.
Yeah.
The extra point thing.
True. Which, I guess that's pretty much what lost us the game, by the way.
Yeah, I mean.
Which, that's back-to-back weeks of now having blocked field goals or blocked kicks lose us the game.
And there's been a lot of those this year.
We have the highest paid special teams coordinator. And it's just, I don't get it. We lit ourselves down. Last week, our defense wasn't great. Our offense was terrible. This week, our offense is terrible. But our offense was really good this week. Our defense was terrible. And then I can't believe we can still end up in a tie in an NFL game. Really? Like, why is there still rules that we can end up in ties? That just seems crazy.
Then both teams can be happy.
I mean, yes.
Because you would have, I mean...
Which we tried. We tried not to.
I guess. Yeah. I mean,
the end of that game, I was very close to crashing out.
Yeah. I mean, I guess just to explain, and you know, in case people hadn't seen this, but I guess yeah, the Packers were down 3 in overtime. I don't know how the overtime
Cowboys got the ball,
or like yeah, the order of it worked.
But Cowboys got ball first, yeah.
The Packers, yeah, they're in field goal range, just run out the clock to kick the field goal to tie and go to overtime.
I don't even think we were. Like, we just, I don't know, just kept messing up.
Yeah, but they were like, they were, you know, supposedly there was like, 10 seconds left, and then it was like, whatever, down, and they were in field goal range. But then instead of spiking it, they ran one more play, and then Jordan Love checked into the end zone, and then it hit the ground at 1 second.
Yeah.
Which, like, that's so close. He could have easily just been, like, 0 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
But if it got deflected a little more from
got deflected higher, yeah, it would have fully been.
Aiden would have. And especially, because, like, you were just, like, going to be pissed. I mean, it was past midnight. You were already pissed. And I was like, oh, gosh.
It was unfortunate. I mean, our offense looked great,
I mean, Josh Jacobs. I was considering putting him on, putting him for the sideline as well. He had 2 touchdowns.
I mean, Romeo Doubs had 3 touchdowns, only 58 yards, but 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, and I mean, the Cowboys, Javonte Williams, been doing great. I think he's like a top 5 in
fantasy. He's been really good
this year. George Pickens, you know, like as we said, obviously doing very well in the absence of CD. And Jake Ferguson did get a touchdown as well. He's one of my fantasy teams currently tight end one in fantasy.
Wow.
So he was a steal for me in that league. But yeah, I mean this, you know, this was the Micah Parsons match. So it does prove
get a sack.
It does prove that the trade was pretty even.
I guess so. Kenny Clark made some big plays, I'm not gonna lie. So
but yeah, I mean
Micah was actually the only person on our team to get a sack this week.
Interesting.
Shows how little pressure we got.
Alright, well yeah, we can move on to the next game here, but yeah, definitely had to throw the tie in.
Yeah.
So don't see that every week. But all right, this stat line, I believe this may have topped the other stat line.
Oh,
and I think I'll see if you know this one. This player had 13 catches, 170 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah, that's who else is getting 13 catches in a game besides Puka Nacua?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I knew when I said that. But yeah, you
13 catches.
I didn't write the targets down. But
yeah,
I would say he had.
I'm curious.
He probably had at least 50. I doubt he caught every single pass.
Oh yeah, definitely not. I'm sure he had even more targets than that, which is just absolutely insane. Let's see if I can find this. He gets the ball so much; it's insane.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't.
So let's see. He had 15 targets in one game. Right. His low of targets this year is 9. He's had 2 15-target games. I mean, 3 over 10. 3 over 11.
In the last two games, he's had 11 and 13 catches over 100 yards. Why did he not go higher in fantasy? Like,
I mean, Devontae is there.
Cooper Kupp's gone. I mean, that just shows you. That just goes to show you that their offense just...
They force feed.
That's all they do.
The Matthew Stafford effect is just force feed players.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, this game, I mean, the Colts, Daniel Jones, you know, takes the first fall of the year.
Yeah.
They were undefeated, now 3-1.
And he had a little fall from grace. 262 yards, 1 touchdown, but 2 interceptions.
Yeah, I mean, still, I do have him in fantasy on the bench. He's still like a top 4.
Yeah.
In fantasy, at least. But yeah, he... You know, Jonathan Taylor still, you know, getting pretty much the only person getting carries on the team.
Tyler Warren with a rushing touchdown. He's probably been the best rookie tight end by far this year. Might even be one of the top rookie pass catchers this year besides
Igbuka.
Yeah.
He's probably, definitely first. But yeah, no, I mean, the Rams, they won off that
last second play.
Which
88-yard touchdown by Tutu Atwell
kind of makes up for them, you know, last week with the Eagles.
Yeah,
getting that losing last second, pretty much last second as well.
I mean, the Rams are that blocked kick away from being undefeated.
Yeah, that's the other thing. There's been
say the same thing about the Packers.
And didn't the Raiders get a kicked block as well?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Raiders could have easily
been
undefeated.
No.
No. Yeah, but, you know, I did want to throw this game in just to kind of highlight that, you know, the Puka stat line.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I do think...
Stafford's been underrated.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I guess you could call the offense, or you can just call it Puka and Stafford. But, you know, they've been putting up points.
Yeah, they
could easily be undefeated. So they're kind of a bit of a sleeper.
Yeah.
A bit of a, you know... I could see them making a sneaky run.
Yeah, especially in their division, Cardinals don't look good. I guess the Seahawks look pretty good this season, but yeah, 49ers aren't gonna do much. So yeah,
and yeah, definitely have to keep an eye on. But all right, this next one, it's another receiver. This is the third receiver.
Okay,
there's a lot of good ones to choose from this week. This player had 8 catches, 98, and 1 touchdown.
Okay.
So, worse, technically less than the other two, but, still pretty good.
Yeah. So I'm going to say it's not going to be Waller or Amon-Ra, because those are the ones I already guessed. And actually, I'm going to assume it's going to be Xavier Worthy, because I know he did pretty good this week.
It's not. I think he did do well. This player, we actually have done this player in the past, but it is, it's Quinn Johnston.
Oh, my God.
I could have actually picked DeMarre Hampton. But, yeah, I want to talk about this one because the, you know, the Giants break their losing. They, you know.
Yeah.
First win of the year. And Jackson Chargers Darts. Get their first loss of the year.
And that was Jackson Dart's first start as a rookie. And he played, I mean, good enough. Only 111 yards as a touchdown.
He had that big, big run.
Yeah.
Recently big run. On like one of the first, if not the first drive.
Yeah, I think it was the first drive.
Yeah, kind of set the tone for the game. Russell Wilson looks like did get in for one snap, but yeah, I mean, I kind of, you know, just wanted to highlight the Giants. Maybe, you know, maybe Jackson Dart could be a little spark for that
team. Yeah, and like I mean, like we said, Cam Scattaboos looks really good. I mean, they could do something. I mean, probably not, but. Their defense is good enough. Maybe if Justin Herbert would throw the ball to Ladd McConkey, their offense would play better.
I mean,
but
that's also what I want to talk about because I've been struggling in one of my fantasy leagues because my two receivers are A.J. Brown and Ladd McConkey.
Yeah. The fifth most receptions on the team.
One catch. I mean, I didn't see, like, I don't know if he's just not running routes or, like, what they're setting up.
I know he got – he actually got a decent bit of targets in this game. But he – I did see him get some drops early.
But even – I mean, they've been using Keenan Allen, like
– A lot.
A lot more.
I think it's because, like, Ladd is kind of their
– So is he?
I mean, he's kind of their wide receiver one. So
– Yeah, that's why I drafted him in, like, the third round.
Yeah, and dude, so
you were very high on him in fantasy.
I was. If you saw how he finished last season, I mean, you would have been high on him too. But
I mean,
like,
yeah,
let me see how many targets.
Keenan Allen's been consistently getting 5 to 7 catches a game.
I mean, Ladd's still he had 6 targets. He had the second most targets on the team. But Quentin Johnson had 13 targets. Keenan had 7 targets. It's like.
It's weird because they definitely pass the ball, but then
we just got to get him the ball.
Yeah, but then I mean, run game wise, Amari Hampton. Now
yeah, he cooked.
Seems to be the main guy.
Yeah, who also had 5 catches more than Ladd McConkey. But yeah, I mean the Chargers look pretty good.
Yeah, I mean
not as good as the Giants for some reason. But
also, I did also this had reminded me of the. The whole Madison Beer thing.
Oh, yeah.
I told Aiden he thought I was joking.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
But, like, it's real, right?
I think it is.
Yeah, like, Jackson Dart, like, posted a game day photo, and it was just, Justin Herbert's girlfriend, I guess. And then, you know, he ended before the game, and it's before his first start, and then he backs it up with a win. So, like,
yeah, that's
I mean,
hilarious.
Imagine if they didn't win, he'd probably be getting clown pretty hard.
Yeah. I mean, probably not super hard, like, just because, like, it's the Giants. What are you going to do?
Yeah. But, yeah, no, that was... That's funny to see. I mean, yeah, this may be the end of Russell Wilson currently.
I know.
I mean, if they stick,
I saw the Bengals are trying to trade for either Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston.
Which, yeah, they need something.
Yeah.
That's bad, but... All right. We'll get into our last one here, then brush up on some of the other games. But this player had 15 carries for 63 yards. as well as 5 catches for 102 yards and a touchdown. So wow. I had to throw this one in.
The only person who I could guess this would be, and because I've heard he's been so good catching the ball, is Christian McCaffrey. But, I know Jenty also kind of cooked this week.
He did cook.
I think it's going to be one of those two, or maybe like a sneaky Bijan. It's going to be one of those three. I'll just go Jenty.
It is actually incorrect.
Was it any of those three?
No.
What?
Jenty, he had like 33 fantasy points, so he probably was closest. But this player was Bucky Irving.
Oh, Bucky.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to throw this in, just saw, you know, leading receiver and rusher for the team, although only by 1 yard, because Egbuka, 100-yard game with a touchdown, he's been, I don't know what round he was drafted in fantasy, but, I mean, Julian has him, and, yeah, he's, especially because they've had a decent bit of injuries.
Yeah.
They don't have Tillman, I saw he's been on IR. They don't have, what's his, Godwin was out for a bit, and now Mike Evans has been going to be out for a bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I mean, yeah, Buccaneers get their first loss of the year to who else but the Eagles.
And no, I actually
did not see if there was any, like, tush pushes or anything.
I think there was a couple, but, I mean, yeah, Eagles win 31-25, so it's a one-score game. Jalen Hurts, only 130 passing yards. Wow. Do you know he had 0 passing yards in the second half?
Really?
0 in the second half.
That just sounds lame.
That dude, yeah, they're the most boring team to...
I feel like if I was an Eagles fan, I'd be like, that's boring.
And it's just like, it's not even like they ran the ball that good. I don't know how they scored. They had 130 passing yards. Their leading rusher was Jalen Hurts with 62 yards. And then Saquon only had 43 yards.
How did Brandon Mann get -34? What was that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, but no, I mean...
But then look at all this. Their top two leading receivers, the only ones with actual, like, targets and catches, are the running back and the tight end.
Yeah, and Goddard had, the only two receiving touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And A.J. Brown, 2 catches for 7 yards. And I did hear he was like, complaining on Instagram. I didn't see what he posted, but wasn't he...
If my quarterback was Hurts, I'd be complaining too.
I don't know. I mean, like, I guess they win, like, you know.
Yeah, they win.
Can win, then they're gonna do it. But like, it just seems boring. Like, I wouldn't want to be.
Oh God, no.
Put me on a different team. Put me on the Buccaneers. You know, at least they're spreading the rock out. Always fun to watch. Baker's doing well.
Yeah, I actually thought they were screwed because at halftime it was what, 24-6, and I was like, okay, Buccaneers are getting clapped, and then they ended up coming back a little bit, but not enough. Yeah,
I mean,
they somehow scored 5 points. Oh, at the end of the game, the Eagles probably ran it backwards for a safety, and that's probably how
I think I did see that. But yeah, no, I mean, Jalen, yeah, like, he just can't. I don't think he can be that guy.
Yeah,
like, I don't think he's going to be the MVP this year.
Hurts?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely not. That dude is terrible.
I mean, right now, well, I guess with Lamar out, you know.
Did you know he only has 600 yards so far this season, passing yards this season?
He has two games.
He has one game over 200 yards, and the rest are below, or are 150 or below.
Yeah, that's lame. Looks like the favorite is currently Josh Allen. You know, we would expect that.
Yeah, I think, what, Herbert's number two?
I think he's kind of tied with Lamar, but, you know, Lamar still won.
Jordan Love's up there, right?
Yeah, he's, like, top 6.
Okay.
Could be. But Mahomes, Chiefs have been stepping it up, so.
Wait, what's Mahomes?
+1,000. He's, like, 5th.
Mahomes is 5th?
The Chiefs are good now.
Yeah, I mean, they did just stomp on the
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, speaking of, I guess we could mention some of the other games worth talking about. Yeah, the Chiefs, you know, stomped on the Ravens.
Battered on. Mahomes did have 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, the Bengals put up 3, lose 3-28. And, you know, I know you got Ja'Marr Chase on your fantasy team looking to get rid of him.
It's not looking good.
But, yeah, I mean, the injuries just very unfortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, the Thursday night game was the Seahawks-Cardinals.
That game was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a good close game. Then, obviously, you know, had the Ireland game we kind of talked about in the morning. Looks like, Texans shut out the Titans.
Yeah, Titans
Cam
are really
Ward,
bad.
I don't know.
I
saw him in, like, an interview, but
I don't blame him.
He said, there was an interview of him saying he played, like, ass.
I mean, he only had 108 yards, 0 touchdowns, 1 interception, 10 for 26. So, that's even including garbage time.
But also, Patriots put up 42, and Stephon Diggs finally got some
About time
for one of my fantasy teams.
Yeah, finally. And they didn't even throw the ball that much.
I didn't even have a touchdown. Yeah, I had 100
yards. Yeah.
So, yeah, Drake May, kind of a sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a sleeper.
Yeah, Jags beat the 49ers in a closer one. Jags win 26-21. Bills, of course, I mean,
yeah,
beat the Saints. Nobody was expecting anything else. Lions beat the Browns by a lot. Must
pretty,
be nice.
Pretty much expecting, yeah.
Bears-Raiders was very close, and I believe... Did this game end with a blocked kick?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Which, you know, unfortunate because the Bears shouldn't be winning games.
I agree. I mean, Geno Smith threw 3 interceptions, so... Yeah.
And Genty had a big... At least one big run, I saw.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's kind of been turning it up for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, good. A little bit of a bright side. Brett Bowers still... Kind of, at least in fantasy, kind of underperforming.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad I went with Trey McBride.
Smart.
He's been good. But yeah, I mean, those are the highlights of the week.
Yeah.
You know, as we said, had a tie, and then, you know, the usual blowouts, the usual close games.
Yeah.
But I mean, Aiden supposedly has a new game and stuff. All right, I actually don't know what this is.
Yeah. So let's get into this game. All right, so we're going to be playing a little game I like to call NFL 301. And I did get this game from BDG, so shout out them. Do you know how 301 works with darts? Basically,
nope.
We've played it a million times. We literally have a dartboard. We've played it a million times. Yep. Basically, you have a score 301, and I'm actually going to make it... I'm going to make it 101 just to make it go a little quicker. But basically, what I'm going to be asking you is I'm going to ask you, name a player with, like, passing or any type of touchdowns this season. So your goal is to get from 101 down to exactly 0 in the least amount of attempts as possible.
What?
If that makes sense. So, like for example...
Like, how many touchdowns I got?
Yeah. So, we're going to start at 101. Then you're going to name touchdowns. Then,
name players?
Yeah, name players. Based on those players' stats, I'm going to drop the counter down. So, like, say, like, for, like, last season, like, Ja'Marr Chase had a ton of touchdowns. He had, like, 19...
Well, are we doing this season or last
season? We're doing this season.
Well, everyone doesn't have that many yet. So, I'll just
expand.
I can just say, like, everyone... Were you going to tell me what I'm at?
Actually, yeah, that's a good idea. So maybe we'll do last season stats, but no quarterbacks, rushing or receiving touchdowns.
Ooh.
And your goal is to try and get to exactly 0 in the least amount of attempts as possible. And we're going to move it to, I don't know, 151. Actually,
151, but I can't use...
Yeah, 151. Right. Least amount of attempts as possible. You're at 151. Go.
Okay, so everything but passing touchdowns?
Yes, last season's.
All right. I mean, I know, I think, I don't know if he had the most, but I'll go Saquon. Is it, well, was it rushing or receiving?
Ooh. We'll just do rushing if it's a running back. Just receiving. All right,
well, then I'll still do Saquon.
All right, Saquon had 13. So you dropped from 150 down to 137.
Right. How about Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry had 16. All right, dropping it down to 121.
Right. How about, who had a lot? Who had a lot? I need like a receiver. What about Jamar Chase?
Yeah, I mean, I literally gave you that one. That he had 17, the most out of.
How'd you give me that one?
I literally told you.
No, you did.
Like whenever we were doing it,
we're just saying random names. All right, Jamar Chase, Jefferson.
Jefferson had 10. We're down to 94.
Already, it's going fast. All right, give me. What about Tyreek Hill?
Ooh,
did he do good?
I do not think that is a great answer. He only had 6.
I thought he did decent last year.
No.
I know he did worse in the good year. All right, what am I at?
88.
All right, how about... I don't think Bijan had that many. I don't think Puka had that many. I think I like first round picks of this year. Give me, honestly, give me Jalen Hurts rushing.
14. Very good. 14
rushing touchdowns?
Yes.
That's, so is that, down is that to 74.
No, there's a good bit of people. I mean, I guess, well, Derrick Henry tied third most.
Derrick Henry had 16. Was he the most?
There's two other people that had 16. I mean, Jamar Chase had 17.
Are you saying rushing?
Rushing-wise, yeah, Derrick Henry was tied first.
So, is...
And the other thing, you can't bust. You can't go over.
Is Hurts tied third for rushing?
Yes.
So then who's second for rushing?
I mean, there's also two other people tied first.
Oh.
So there's like two tied for, or three tied firsts. One.
All right. Second. How about Jahmyr Gibbs?
Yes. Tied first with 16.
Valid bad? Okay. What am I at?
58.
Already?
Yes.
How about, might as well just do Bijan.
Bijan had 14 as well.
Did quite a bit. All right.
Pretty good.
I mean, just till I get down to the low, I don't know. I mean, who was a good receiver? I mean, did AJ Brown? How about AJ Brown?
Oh.
Probably had at least 8.
I'm not sure about that
one. I should probably think of people who I can save for low amounts.
Yeah, AJ Brown. He had 7.
Okay, that's about what I was expecting.
All right, you're at 37 total.
Already? Okay. Okay. How about Lamar rushing?
Lamar rushing? He doesn't usually...
He's only got to have at least...
He doesn't usually get a lot
He's gotta
of
have at least 7.
Rushing touchdowns. Let's see. Scrolling. I mean, he's not on the first page of touchdowns. I might have to manually.
I'd be cut down.
Let's see. Lamar touchdowns. Let's see his stats for 2024. He had... Why do they make this so difficult to find? He only had 4.
What? Isn't he like a good rusher?
Yeah, I mean, he almost had 1,000 yards, but only 4 touchdowns.
See, that's what I respect about him. He doesn't go for tush pushes.
Yeah, he's not a coward.
All right, so what am I at?
You're at 33.
33. All right. Am I missing anyone big?
Rushing wise, yeah, you're missing a guy tied first and the second overall guy.
Who was tied first?
This guy also has a lot of touchdowns this year.
Call me crazy. I'm gonna say Bucky Irving.
That's not terrible. Bucky's got 8.
About what I was expecting.
Yeah. All right, down to 25.
I got like 2 more big guesses, and then I just gotta kind
of. Let's see. With some of the top guys, you could get it. If you name 2 guys in a row, you could get it in 2.
Okay. The pressure is on. I mean, I'll say Puka. I didn't think he had that many.
Puka.
I think he's just a big receiving yards guy.
I think you might be right.
Let's see.
Where even is Puka? Puka had 3.
That's it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I think he was hurt a lot last season.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what am I at?
22.
All right, can I get it in 2?
I mean, yeah.
All right. Give me. I wonder if there are people I have a general idea of what they got. Give me. How about Travis Kelce?
Oh, I'm not sure how I feel about that one. He also only had 3.
Last year?
Vinny is just choking.
Are you telling me they made it to the Super Bowl and he only had 3?
Yeah.
Did Rashee Rice do that good? When did Rashee Rice get hurt?
Pretty early, I believe.
Oh. All right, what am I at?
19.
I can't get it in 1? All right. I'm just going to do a small one, then go for the big one to send it home.
All right. You've only been going for small ones.
Okay.
There's one really funny one that you could go for that's like you would assume that.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Got a lot of touchdowns, but they just didn't.
It's funny. All right. How about Josh Jacobs?
He had 15. That was one of your big ones left.
Ooh.
You're down to 4.
I don't know if I like being small here.
Yeah, okay. You gotta kind of get a bit technical here.
Low key, I feel like it could be like maybe a move to pick a quarterback.
Not a bad idea.
A quarterback that has 4, but like that's. So they'd have to have more than Lamar. Like, I don't know.
No, Lamar had 4.
Oh, why didn't I save Lamar? Okay. Like, what's someone that's like a sneaky, can rush if they have to?
Yeah. Not a bad approach.
Who's like someone, who could that be? Not like Russell.
Sneaky athletic guy.
I mean, Herbert, I don't think he probably have more than 2.
Still, though, narrow it down.
Yeah, but I don't know about if I can guess someone with just 2 touchdowns. All right. Give me... Can I pick, like... I wonder if I could pick just, like, a sneaky receiver.
I mean, yeah, you probably could get away with that. As long as you're confident.
Okay. I have a sleeper pick.
Okay.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh. Actually, he might have.
He could have probably had 3.
He had a couple with the Chiefs near the end of last season. Let's see. In 2024, he had 5
what?
Touchdowns.
Are you?
He had 4 with the Chiefs, but had.
Oh, that's what I meant. I just meant
had,
Chiefs.
No, he had a sneaky one.
Does
with
that
the
count
Titans.
Postseason?
Nope.
What?
Wow.
I didn't think. Dude, you're thinking he got lower than that.
Yeah, I did.
You're telling me he got more than AJ Brown? Or. You get, no, he didn't get more than AJ Brown. He got more than. Who the hell?
Lamar.
I guess.
Okay.
I mean, that game's a bit hard.
I mean, you're still not done yet, though.
Yeah, negative one. I lost.
Okay.
Well, what would I reset at?
Just 4.
Oh, okay.
Well, but then... I do actually... I know this will mean it'll go on, but I do want to kind of do it. There's a 301 where you try and guess based off of games played for the Steelers. And I'd be curious on how quick... We can just do it really quick. I want to see... So it's 301, and you try and guess total games played for the Steelers.
All right. I mean, okay. Total...
Yeah.
Alright. But, like, who's played a lot? Alright.
Okay, I have a list up.
Ben Roethlisberger.
He has played the most. And let me just tell you, you were at 301. He has 249. You're all right. Already down to 52.
So how many seasons is that? Like, I'm trying to do this in math. I'm trying to mess.
I mean, so, yeah, you already...
Like, so that's like one... I guess that's... Is that three? That's basically 3 seasons?
Yeah. Okay. Give or take.
So who's someone recent that's played about 3 seasons with the Steelers? How about... Who's like... How many has Warren played? Honestly, give me... Give me a sneaky... I mean, I know... I can pick people who played this year. But I want to try to get a big one.
Yeah, 52. You could...
How much... What about... what's his name? DeAndre Johnson.
Deontay Johnson?
Deontay Johnson.
Oh, I don't know. He might actually be over. Yeah, it says 77.
What?
Yeah, since 2019, so like...
He's that old? I thought he had like 2... They had like 3 seasons.
Yeah...
I guess he kind of was like a little scrub before.
Okay, back to 52.
Oh, God. Okay. Give me Warren.
I actually think that's a pretty good guess. He is 33. Okay. You're at 19. So that's just over a season.
Okay. So I could do... I could basically do a season, then...
Like, honestly, you could just do a season, because... this season, like, if you count, I mean, maybe a rookie last year.
A rookie last year. Who was that?
I don't even know what the rookie class was for this team.
Was Broderick Jones a rookie last year?
Do you want to guess him?
Well, no, because if he didn't miss a game, I don't think he's missed any games.
I don't know.
And that'd be over.
Oh, he's 34. I guess he got drafted a while ago. 2023.
Was he 2 years ago?
Yeah.
What about Kenny Pickett?
That's not bad. He actually might be close. 25.
Oh, God. Why is it so hard? Okay.
I mean, you could just keep guessing rookies.
Yeah, but I want to try to get it in one. Okay. How about a sneaky... What number am I at?
19.
Does it have to be... Is this counting games started?
It just says games played.
Okay. How about our boy... Russell Wilson. I mean, I know he's under.
Yeah.
I know he's under, but that'll get me...
This
is counting preseason? Like, what?
I don't think this is counting preseason. Russell Wilson played 15. So you're down to 4. Oh,
so that's been... Okay. Who's a rookie? Or who was a new... Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey has 4 games played.
Okay, that was a little bit easier, but...
Yeah.
Maybe okay. We're going to have to try it out with the Packers one day.
Yeah, I bet I'd be able to cook a little bit.
All right. Yeah, no, that's pretty creative. I like that.
All right.
Shout out to them.
All right. Yeah, let's just go straight into some predictions. All right, let's get into some predictions for this week. Last week, I did pretty good. I believe I went 12-3-1, obviously because of a tie. And Vinny actually went, I believe, 8-1. So
yeah, Aiden's actually ahead of me for the
I'm up by three officially. So
yeah. I mean, I work my way back. I think
it feels good to be ahead.
I think I'll be I think we'll may have a few disagreements.
I agree. Starting off, 49ers at Rams.
I don't think we're going to have a disagreement.
Yeah, Rams.
The Rams are looking good. The 49ers are just too injured.
Agreed. And then a London game, Sunday morning, Vikings at Browns. I'm sure we'll both agree here.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns can play some.
Browns
I mean,
are actually starting Dylan Gabriel.
We forgot I did to see say that. Oh, yeah. But they also, wait, why wouldn't they start Shador?
I don't know. He's still third string.
I thought he wanted to play.
I know.
But, I mean, you saw what they did to the Packers. I mean, they can compete.
Yeah, true.
But, yeah, no, I'll stick with the Vikings.
All right, Cowboys at Jets.
The Jets.
They look really bad.
But the Jets need to get, you know, they're not just going to be undefeated. Like, they're not going to be winless. I'm still going to go Cowboys.
Yeah. Ooh, kind of a shitter ball. Giants.
Honestly,
and Saints.
Call me crazy, but I'm going to go Saints.
Oh, I'm going to go Giants.
Because the Saints are due for a win, and the Giants are, I mean, you know.
But it's the Jackson Saints.
The Jackson Dart's going to be confident, and then the
yeah,
Kamara's maybe. Just going to just go ham.
Maybe. All right, Raiders at Colts.
I mean, got to go Colts. Colts stalled their momentum, but, you know, got to.
Yeah, they were in that game the whole time, so, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Ooh, interesting
Dolphins,
one.
Panthers. Now, I'm going to go Dolphins.
Panthers, but Panthers can sometimes turn it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, they can.
And the Dolphins, they are without Tyreek.
Yeah, but so, they looked pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dolphins as well. I need some big things from Waddle.
All right, Broncos, Eagles. I think Eagles
unfortunately.
Here. Yeah.
The Eagles are just the, yeah, they got to lose eventually.
Yeah. Ooh, Texans, Ravens.
I mean, this is, without out Lamar, Ravens is usually, I don't know what the
yeah,
record is.
That's why I'm going.
Figure that out.
Texans.
I mean, they got CJ Stroud in.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, I'm going to go Texans. But I want to disagree with you.
Titans, Cards. I don't think there will be any disagreements here.
No, maybe this.
This one might Bucks, Seahawks.
I mean, people's instincts may be Bucks, but the Seahawks are...
Yeah, I kind of want to go Seahawks.
The Seahawks are sneaky.
Seahawks, no, I'm going to go Bucks. I think they're going to bounce back.
I'm going to go Bucks, dude.
It is in Seattle, though. Lions versus Bengals. Lions are going to rip the Bengals a new one, unfortunately.
Oh, gosh.
Commanders, Chargers, Jaden Daniels is back.
And, the Chargers are off an L. I mean, I don't know. The Chargers are home, which basically means that the Commanders are home.
Yeah, but I'm still going Chargers.
I'm going to say Chargers, too.
Yeah.
Because they're usually winning.
Pats, Bills.
I think this will actually be a good game. Oh, I just read it.
Yeah, I could see it.
This is didn't they beat them last year too?
It's a divisional game.
It's usually a close game, and the Patriots are kind of starting to do pretty decent.
Yeah,
but the Bills are just goated.
Yeah, Chiefs at Jags.
Honestly, I would love the Jag.
I would too, but I think I'm gonna. I gotta start saying Chiefs.
That's usually my strat.
Yeah, and then bye weeks this week we got. Packers, Steelers, Bears, and...
Yeah, we're into bye week season now.
I forget who else. Yeah, the first bye week. I'm not sure how I feel about it for the Packers. I kind of like it, especially if we need to lock in.
Yeah,
right
they need to... Steelers need to lock in.
Yeah.
All their wins just feel like Steelers wins. They don't feel like satisfying wins.
Yeah.
I mean, we barely have any disagreements.
I think we only have the one.
So this looks
Giants like, Saints is the only game we.
So this is honestly maybe the week to just do a 14-leg parlay, or maybe just take out like Bucks at Seahawks, do like a 12-legger, and then just make bank.
Yeah, it might not be a bad idea. But, all right, that is all we have. It was a long episode, and it's late at night. So, you know, I think it's about time me and Vinny went to bed. But,
definitely had some new experience, new 301 game, pretty fun. Got all the same predictions, so, you know, it could still be an interesting week, though. We'll see.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to be wrong about some of these.
Oh, so, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely still be something to talk to. But, yeah, I mean, as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for the support, especially if you stuck through the ep. Episode this late. But, yeah, should be out Thursday morning. Listen to this before the – hopefully get a good Thursday night game.
Yeah, let's hope so.
You know, good weekend.
Yeah. All right, guys. Yeah, thank you again, and we will see you guys next week. Peace.